Hi, babes. Welcome to the Highway to Health podcast. We are your hosts, Elvi and Vale.
The podcast for open conversations about health, talking about the struggles of living with chronic illness, coping with emotional hardships, and sharing all the lessons we've learned along the way.
We want to be a source of information, empowerment, and community, but we are also here to show you that we are normal people too and have struggles and off days.
Grab your green juice, lemon water, herbal tea, or whatever suits your mood, and make yourself comfortable and get ready to get on the highway to health. Welcome everyone to the long-awaited guest episode with Luisa Franzen. We've been so excited and longing for our podcast to have her on finally. And she's going to share her amazing healing story with all of the different symptoms she's been through, especially endometriosis, sharing her best tips and really getting down deep in some particular topics that has helped her heal.
Mm-hmm. And I think this episode is really something that a lot of you will be able to relate to. She really just shares kind of the challenges and the hurdles that she has faced in her journey and kind of how she was able to overcome those challenges and really find her way to healing in the end. So it's a really interesting conversation and we're going to jump right in. So we really hope that you enjoy this episode. And as always, let us know on our Instagrams of what you want to hear and what you think of our episode.
Hello, babes.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. Hi. Oh, we're so excited to have you here, Luisa.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. We're so excited for you to share your story.
I'm also excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, and I think we should just like really dive into the episode straight away because I think there's so much knowledge that you hold on to and a fantastic healing story for you to share. So I think that's where we should also like start off the episode. And if you would like to maybe share a little bit more about like how your journey with health and chronic illness actually started and what got you into the holistic part of health.
Yeah, sure. Like I tried to make it short because it's like, yeah, quite of a long story. Like I struggled with chronic health issues for, yeah, about 10 years. Like as a child, I was quite healthy. I just had like some throat infections and yeah, some normal, yeah, that I was sometimes sick, but I was never like really sick. And when I was 15, I had my first boyfriend. I started to take the birth control. And then basically like my health problems started. I was in school and then I had like my first panic attack and I felt like I was really fatigued and tired and I had like really low energy. And I just felt that something was wrong with my body and I just didn't know what it was. And I had the feeling like, yeah, I need to support my body. I need to find a solution. But yeah, I just, yeah, you're so overwhelmed. Like you were healthy your whole life. And then you suddenly feel like something is off and you just don't know what it is. And then I went to the doctor and he diagnosed like Hashimoto, like a thyroid disease. And he gave me medication. But from the medication, I felt very bad. I felt like having more anxiety, more panic attacks. I felt very like nauseous when I took like the thyroid medication and I told the doctor that I'm not feeling good from it, but he was like, no, it's fine. Just continue. And also when I was 15, he told me like, my body is attacking itself. You will be sick for the rest of your life and you will be on medication for the rest of your life. And I think when you're like 15, it's quite depressing to hear these things. And then, yeah, everything like started. Like, as I said, I was on the birth control, on the thyroid medication. Then I had like, yeah, like I had more and more symptoms. Like the worst thing was like the anxiety and the panic attacks. I had the panic attacks like every day. I had them in school. I had them when I was going out with my dog for a walk. I had it, yeah, basically all the time. And I just knew that it's not just in my mind. I knew that something with my body is, something is wrong. I just had the right feeling from the beginning on, but of course, like no one can really help you. And I also felt like super embarrassed with the anxiety and panic attacks. Like it took me like a really long time to open up, like even to my parents and to talk about it. Because I feel like, especially like mental health issues in our society, we don't really talk about it. Like, for instance, if someone is depressed or someone has like panic attacks, a lot of people just really try to hide it because it's not so accepted yet. And I think it's so nice that more and more people open up about it and share their story about it. But this is like the thing I'm most vulnerable, isn't the right word?
Vulnerable
about, because I still like, it's still like not easy for me to talk about it. So this is how everything started. And also with the thyroid issues, I started to have like weight gain and I was really swollen. Like my whole face was really swollen, my arms. I just didn't felt good anymore in my skin. And then, yeah, like the years passed. Then I went to my year abroad to Mexico. And I also, like, I had chronic UTIs, like, all the time. Like, I had it, like, a few times a month. And I took, like, so many antibiotics. And I had a lot of throat infection. Like, I don't know how many antibiotics I took. When I was in Australia, I had a really bad, like, kidney infection. And no antibiotic worked anymore. Like, nothing worked. And the doctors were really scared because nothing worked. Then I went to Mexico for my year abroad and I had a really bad infection. I got really, really sick. Again, like no antibiotic worked because I think I just took like so many like all my life long. So nothing really worked. And that infection like just stayed. Like I just had like the burning, like the constant pain from the chronic UTI, like all the time, like 24/7. So it was... it was just horrible. Like I was in my year abroad. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to have a nice time. I was actually in Cancun and I just tried to live my life and just, I always tried to kind of go on with my studies, with school. Like I tried to ignore my health issues and I just, I always tried to see this like something positive, but with all these health issues, I didn't know what is positive about it. And I was like, what did I do wrong in life to deserve this? Because you can't get to a stage like where nothing is like fun anymore. Like you cannot enjoy anything because all the time you have this pain. And during that time, I also started to get endometriosis. And yeah, as I said, I had so much pain and I went to doctors in Mexico. And the doctors in Mexico are not the best. Like, they gave me so much medicine and I didn't even know what they gave me. So, and then I flew home to Germany, I think 3 times to go to a doctor because nobody knew, like, what was wrong with me and nobody knew the solution. And then one doctor thought maybe I have endometriosis. And then I had an operation and I had endometriosis also. Like, with endometriosis, you have stage 1 to 4. And I think I had stage 2, like stage 4 is the worst. I think I had like stage 2 or 3. It was quite bad already. Then I had an operation, but after the operation I had even like more difficulties. I couldn't have like sexual intercourse anymore. I had like so much pain and I was really afraid of it because yeah, it was kind of like I also had more burning, so it also affected like my relationship and it was like a real struggle. And I had endometriosis. Then I had like a candida really bad, like all the time. And I went to a doctor and I had so many things like I could talk for hours, but like, so it was insane. And then I had like, the candida and I went to a doctor in Bremen and he did like a anti-candida treatment, which is like the worst thing ever because like the candida is there to protect your body from any kind of toxins. And when you like destroy the candida, like all these toxic heavy metals, like the candida binds to these toxic heavy metals to all these troublemakers. And when you fight off the candida, like all these toxic heavy metals get free and they get into your brain, for instance.
Oh my
gosh. For me it was that they went into my brain and I started like the treatment with the doctor. And after a few days I felt like super bad and I told the doctor like I have the feeling something is really going wrong and I don't want to take the medication. And he said no, it's everything is fine. And the medication was super expensive. I think I paid like 1,000 euros for it, and it was in Germany, it was not like in Mexico or something. And but you trust the doctor, you think okay, he knows what he's doing. So I continue with the medication, and then all these toxic heavy metals went into my brain and I had like, I started to have like this brain fog or head pressure. And during that time I did like my master's in Sweden and like it was horrible because I had this pain, I had this burning, I had anxiety, I had panic attacks, I had like so many things, and then also this head pressure, and it was like almost impossible for me like to concentrate and to study because the master was quite demanding and I really had to be focused and to be able to study. And I also, like, so many times I thought about stopping, like, my studies because I was like, okay, maybe I just have to take care of my health. But somehow I also wanted to continue, like, my life. I didn't want that the illness takes over, like, all my life. So somehow I managed that. And, yeah, then I also did, like, more treatments to get out these toxic heavy metals. And these treatments, such as Shilat therapy it's called, they made it much worse. Like from the Shilat therapy, I got like a lymph node. It was like a tennis ball. It was like in my throat. And like one morning I woke up and I was like, oh my God, what is this? And it was really scary. But I had like swollen lymph nodes like a lot. I also had it like in German you say Leiste. I don't know what's the English word. Yeah, but
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Like close to the reproductive area, and it was really, really big, the lymph node, and I was really afraid. I also went to a doctor, and they were also really like, worried about it. So yeah, so many things were happening, and then I was at a point where I was like, oh my God, like I go to the doctor, I go to different natural practitioners. I just want to find relief and everything is just getting worse. Like, especially also from the different treatments. I felt like if I wouldn't have done anything, I would have been healthier because like all the treatments even like destroyed my health even more.
That's crazy.
So I went to so many specialists, to so many doctors. I saw so many different people and like nobody. And also like they were like, okay, now you had like the chronic UTI like every day for like 3 years, so it will never go away. Like after such a long time, it will not go away anymore. And they said you just can take like pain medication or like antidepressant. And I was like, I'm not gonna take like antidepressant for my pain. Like I was like, why don't they try to figure out like why I have this pain? Like nobody really tried to find out why I have this pain. So I was like super frustrated and I lost the trust in this whole system because I always trusted the doctor. And you went to the doctor, you had a problem and they prescribed you like medicine or something. But I knew that, that's not going to help me. So I was just like, I had to have to do it myself. I just, something like just clicked. And I was like, okay, I have to take it into my own hands. Mm-hmm. And also like, what is maybe interesting for others to mention, like I was always really interested in food and nutrition. Like I was always really taking care of what I eat. I was always eating like organic food. Like my mom really takes care. Like she always brought organic vegetables and fruits. And I always ate a lot of vegetables and fruits. And so I thought that I was eating super healthy and I also stopped eating like meat. So I didn't know like what I was doing wrong because I didn't understand it. So but that's basically some of the story. Like I also had more things. I have had like neurological symptoms, like one for a few weeks I couldn't feel like the I don't know which part it was, but one side of my face, which was super scary. I had so many things. Also like gut issues, like gastritis really bad, skin issues, like I don't know, like it was like, and I just feel like when you're sick, it just, and if you don't find the solution, I feel like it's just getting worse and worse and worse because there's a problem. Nobody is addressing the problem. Like nobody is addressing like the root cause. And I feel like it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. But I always had like the right feeling. Like I think all of us, we know what is best for us. And I always knew that certain things are not good for me. Also with different treatments, but I just didn't listen to myself. I listened to the doctors, which most people do. I don't want to say that doctors are bad. Like doctors, I think it's the best profession which exists. I just think like regarding like chronic illness, there's a huge lack of awareness, like what is actually happening.
Yeah, and also the education that they get, like I think sometimes they get like 10, 12 hours of nutrition studies in their entire education, which is like several years.
Exactly.
I mean, to imagine that there's such a small part of their education is dedicated to nutrition and lifestyle is so crazy, because like what we know now and what, you know, we put into practice, it's all nutrition and lifestyle. And that's what helped us heal. Right.
Exactly.
And yeah, it is. It's wild to think about that. And I mean, yeah, your story is really touching. I can relate to a lot of areas. And so I feel like a lot of other people would be able to as well that have gone through these chronic illnesses. And it is a really tough situation to be in when you all you want is just answers and all you want is just for you to get better. And when these people that you trust don't have those answers, like you said, the doctors are not at fault. That's not at all what we're saying. But it is, the system is definitely faulty in a way that it doesn't support you in a way that would be healing to you, right?
Exactly. And also what you said about like the universities or when you study medicine, I also have a friend, a really good friend who's a doctor now. And like the system, like the people get into medical school with like really good intention, like they want to help people.
Yeah.
And then they get into this medical school, they get into the system, and they not even their basic needs are being met. Like they don't have access like to food. Like sometimes they have shifts, like I think 30 hours sometimes. They don't see like light, they don't see the sun, they don't have time to eat, they don't have time to see their family. So I think like people in the system, like they take like sometimes their basic needs, and then they like they're so overworked. And my friend, she said she was working in a hospital, and she was like, I have to stop, like I'm getting sick from this whole system. And I think the doctors, most of them have good intentions, like they want to help people, but I think just they just like they learn a lot about like prescribing medication, because of course it's also funded like by pharma.
Yeah.
So it's like a big thing.
Absolutely. And I think also, of course, when you're surrounded by sick people all the time, like working in a hospital, I can only imagine that that must be so tough. Like when you're constantly surrounded by that energy, if you don't protect yourself in like proper ways, and if you don't have like routines for yourself that like uplift you and make you feel healthy for yourself, I feel like you're just gonna go down a rabbit hole. And it is horrible to think about, because like what you said, like people go into this industry with good intentions and all they want to do is help people. But yeah, it's just faulty,
it's really
system,
sad.
I guess.
And also I think it's like doctors and also teachers are the people in our society who take the most antidepressants.
So. I know. And it is really crazy. Yeah. But kind of coming back to like how you then found your way to healing yourself, what was kind of, did you have like a turning point for yourself where, because you said you always had that intuitive feeling of like, you knew that something was wrong, like deeper inside of you, and it wasn't just something surface that you could just fix with something external, but that it was really something that you had to get down to the root cause. What kind of sparked that, and then for you to take that step into kind of the direction of healing the way that you did?
As you also said, like I always had like this intuition, like I always knew, I actually always knew like what was going on, not what was going on, but I knew which treatments were good for me. I knew that I would be healthy again. Like when the doctors told me like you will be sick for the rest of your life, or you have to take the medication for the rest of your life, I was like, no.
Thank God. Inside
me there was a voice which were like screaming like this is not the truth.
Amazing.
So yeah. I always had like this voice inside me, or the intuition, and I came to a point where I didn't know anymore like what to do, and I thought, okay, nobody else or external can help myself. And it's so weird. Like, I don't remember how I got the Medical Media book. Like, it's like a blackout. I don't know.
It just fell into your arms.
I don't know. Like, I really don't remember how I got this book. But somehow I had this thyroid healing book from Medical Media in my hands. And I just read, like, the first pages. And I just had to cry. And I went to my parents. I was like, whoa, I found the solution. I just instantly knew I found the solution. Like, everything he was saying just made like 150% sense. But at that time, like, I knew I found the solution, but I was, no, it was the other way around. Like, I heard about celery juice, and then I started to drink celery juice. And I tried so many different things and nothing worked. So I was like, with the celery juice, I was like, yeah, it's probably not going to work.
Might as well try this as well.
Yeah, I just can try it. But I felt like a relief, like, so fast with my anxiety, with my panic attacks, with my pain. So I was like, okay, it's really working. There must be something about celery juice. And I think then I somehow found the book from Medical Media. Maybe it was this way. And then I got the book about thyroid healing. Then I knew, okay, there's something about it. And I felt so understood. And then I started, like, implementing, but really slowly, I started implementing, like, the lemon water. I left out the no foods. And I slowly transitioned to this Medical Medium lifestyle. And only, like, leaving out the no foods, like dairy, corn, soy, gluten, and eggs, like, only leaving out the no foods and, like, incorporating more healing foods and celery juice, the heavy metal detox smoothie, like, my chronic UTI was gone within, like, days. Like, my anxiety and panic attacks was, like, really reduced, and, like, all my symptoms, like, slowly started to fade away. Because what I think is really nice with all these symptoms, like, that the root causes are often, like, the same, like viruses or bacteria or toxins. So when you start your healing journey, like, it's like a ripple effect, like, slowly everything just gets better and you start healing. So yeah, this was for me, the turning point was, I think, when I started drinking celery juice and when I read the thyroid healing book from Medical Media. Because, like, try to find answers and you're so desperate, and then finally you have, like, a book and everything is explained. And I haven't heard from any person that the information he's sharing doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like all the people who start reading the books, just, it just makes click. There's, like, nothing where you think this doesn't make sense or there's something wrong about it. And yeah, so this was, like, a huge turning point. And after that, I was also so calm, because, like, all the time I said, okay, in 2 months I'm healthy because then I'm going to Cuba, or in three months I'm healthy because then I go somewhere, I don't know, because I was traveling a lot during that time. But yeah, it didn't work. It just put me under more pressure, because I was like, okay, now my body really has to work. And when I got the information from Medical Medium, I was so calm, because I just knew, okay, now I'm on the right track. Like, I just knew now everything is going to be fine. And I was like, so I put all the pressure off. I just were like, okay, whatever it takes, like, it's fine. Now I will just, yeah, find relief and start healing. I mean, after that, it was also like a journey. Like, I tried different things. And what was also really interesting, like, I mean, like, I think we all have an really powerful intuition, especially as women. We know what is good for us. And also, some people, I mean, we have 5 senses, but some people talk about that we have 6 senses, and that the intuition is like a muscle. You can train it, and the more you use it, the more you are aware of your intuition, the stronger it gets. I think it's super interesting. And also other cultures, like, not the Western society, I mean, they use their intuition, like, much more than us. And I think it's so interesting, like, when you start, like, really honoring your intuition and really start listening to it, just gets stronger, and you just know what's good for you. Like, for me, it was like, I was not really spiritual before, not at all. And then I started, like, to feel, like, what my body needs. Like, I started to really crave lemon water, because I think of all my yeast and fungus infection. And then I had, I don't know how it was. I think it was lemon water, also papaya for my gut issues, then lemon, watermelon juice, potatoes. So it was all the time something else I was really craving. And with these foods, I healed, like, the symptoms. It was, I think it was really fascinating to, when you really start listening to your body, you know what it needs. Like, I think it's super, super amazing. yeah, that was basically how everything began. And then it just, I mean, it took a while to really heal, but I mean, we're all healing. I think we are constantly healing. We're never like 100% healthy. We are always exposed to different things, like to different toxins or viruses or bacteria. But I think we are like constantly healing. But yeah, like I think, for instance, now I'm at a stage where I also, it's maybe difficult to say it in the medical medium community, but I make exceptions because it feels so good and I don't have anything anymore. So when I'm traveling or something, I also sometimes make some exception, but I also feel like when I can make an exception and when not. And I think it's such a, it's so yeah, amazing. And also for people who maybe think, oh my God, can I never eat this or that again? I think to a certain extent, maybe you can if you have healed a lot. I mean, it's a little up to everyone, like how they want to do it. But yeah, I just think like the medical medium, it's like amazing tools you can use and you just have them. And I also feel so safe because I know whatever comes, I just know what to do. Mm-hmm. And also for your friends and family, or I mean, even your dog, or I don't know, because it's yeah, quite similar, I think, for our people.
That's so true. And like we've been talking about, like your pet's health, you can inspire so many others around you and create a ripple effect. And when you find the answers and truly like feel inside of you that healing is possible, you feel inspired to that you have a future now and that you won't live this way forever. And like you mentioned, you felt calm when you found like the medical medium answers and his tools, and maybe before you felt stressed leaving from the doctor's office, but then a guy who wrote a book about healing could really make you feel so secure and calm at like where you're at now doesn't mean that you have to be there forever.
Exactly.
And that's only through like ink and paper. And mm-hmm. I think that's so powerful because when you find your body in a state of like calm and peace, then already then it provides so much healing. And just like you, like when I was flipping the first pages of the book, I just started bawling my eyes out because finally I felt that I found answers that's actually going to heal me. And it's mm-hmm. so cool how you've gone through this whole journey of laundry lists on top of lists of symptoms. And it's just crazy that you're so young still and you've been through all of that. And today you can inspire people and coach them to better health. And I think you're just meant to have your path and go through certain things, even though you might not wish it upon anyone else. But yeah, you're here for a reason and you go through what you go through for a reason as well.
Yeah, I think we all are. And I think it's just amazing. Like you go through it and when you're in it, you don't know like why you have to suffer, like why you have to go through it. But I think when you went out of it, like when you found healing, then you know, because like, I mean, all of us, we have found our purpose. We are really passionate about what we are doing. And I think mm-hmm. I just feel like, it sounds so weird, I think, sometimes for people, but I'm so grateful for everything because I wouldn't mm-hmm. live so consciously. I wouldn't take so much care of myself. And I also, like, healed, like, so much. For instance, like, I also had, like, really toxic relationships with guys. That's another part. But through, like, the detox, through the cleansing, like, before I was like, okay, she's crazy. But, like, now I know that it's working. No, but I kind of really, like, healed from that through the detox. Because, yeah, like, it's all connected, like, our emotions and, like, stuck energy. And I just feel like I'm kind of in balance with myself, like, through this whole journey. And, yeah, I'm super grateful for it. I don't want anyone to go through it because it's not fun, like, especially when you're sick. But I think what turns out of it, and like, I think all of us, we're just an amazing community. And also like Instagram, I think there's so much like bullying or so many, like, it can be not a nice community for some people, but I feel like in our community, like all in this health and wellness and medical media industry, like I think I almost never got like a negative comment. I think we're just like all so compassionate. We just support each other. We are so I think like the people who went through it as the most amazing people, actually. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like it's such a great community. And I think all the people just, you really feel that they do it with all their heart. Like, they really love what they're doing. And I think this is so powerful. Like, imagine you work for a 9-to-5 job for some corporate company, as I also did, and you just wonder, like, what are you doing? Like, what is the purpose? And I think we just found, like, all, like, a real purpose in life. And I think it's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you have this curve in marketing, you have, like, the, like, early bird, like, you have, like, different stages. And I think this whole medical medium lifestyle and everything is just in the beginning. And I think it will just rise and rise and rise because it's working. And these are true healing stories. More and more people get sick. And I think we're just in the beginning of this whole big curve. And I think there will come, like, so much more. And, like, people will start developing healthy products. Like, there will be so, I think, yeah, it will just be, like, a real kind of revolution. Like, I think it will be really big. Because, like, when you talk to your friends and family, like, some people maybe say, no, I have nothing. But when you really talk to them, yeah, but I just have migraine, like, once a week, or I have, like, all the time headache, or, like, I have period pain. So everyone has something. And I just think it's getting worse and worse with, like, all the environmental factors we are, yeah, exposed to. And I think, yeah, it's amazing that we are so kind of early found the tools and that we can help other people and have this community. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. On top of that, with helping others through your healing story, you're working as a health coach now and have been for a while. And it would be so great if you would just explain a little bit more what type of ideal customer you help and what services you offer, so that in case anyone who's listening wants to reach out and maybe get some more personal help, they know where to find you and what to look for.
Yeah, sure. Like, I think, like, when you start coaching, you kind of attract the people who just fit. Like, all the people I coached, like, we just instantly clicked. I think you instantly click because you can just resonate with them so much, and the people feel so understood. Because when they just go to a doctor and the doctor maybe never had endometriosis or never had chronic pain, there's just the connection missing. And I think, like, we are the people who have been chronically sick. We just, like, yeah, I just feel it's an instant connection you have with the person, because you're just a few steps ahead, but you have been there, like, not so much time ago. So I just feel like you really feel how the person is doing, how the person is feeling, and what also the person needs. Because when you start coaching, I was like, oh my God, like, how do I get clients? Like, how do I coach? But I just try to be calm and just, like, to lead by my intuition. Because I think instantly when you listen to yourself, you kind of get a feeling, like, what is going on with that person. And the better you get to know the person, the more you know, which can also be sometimes bad, because, like, people in my surrounding, I'm like, oh my God, he has, like, really bad EBV or something. And you kind of feel it with other people too, who maybe don't want to listen to the information. But yeah, like, I'm kind of attracting, like, the people who are similar to the person who I was, or who just, like, for instance, like, people with anxiety, with endometriosis, with, like, I mean, it's kind of broad. It's like, for instance, period pain, endometriosis, UTI, anxiety, panic attacks, gut issues, bloating, like, it's basically all the things I had, or, like, also thyroid issues. So I do one-to-one coaching. I also offer, like, special packages, like, for instance, a 3-month program. I also have my endometriosis online course, which I'm really happy that it's really helpful for people, because, like, I got really good feedback, and it's so amazing to see that these people actually can find relief through the information also, by applying the information. So in the course, I have, like, all the combination combined, which helped me to find relief. Because also in the medical medium books, like, the books are the best. But when you start, when you get the diagnosis endometriosis, you don't know where to look for, and there's, like, no protocol. So I collected, like, all the different information, and not only medical medium information, also, like, I mean, yoga, like, different things also are really helpful. So this is my endometriosis course. And this year, yeah, some really exciting things are coming. Like, so also, like, I think a lot of real life events, But yeah, I can, like, maybe if you follow me or something, you can learn more about it. But yeah, some real life events are planned, because I talked to some people and we were just like, it's so sad that everything is just online. It's amazing that it's online, but you really miss, like, the personal connection with people. And we were like, okay, we need, like, more things in real life. And we had, like, a women's health seminar already in Hamburg, and there's a really big event also planned. So yeah, this is really exciting. And I also want to focus more, like, on healthy products. And I have like 1,000 ideas in my head, so it's really difficult for me to say, okay, I don't have time now. So I try to focus step by step, because you cannot do everything at once. Like, I would like to have, like, be like an, what is this octopus called? No, I don't know. Like, to have, like, different arms, and you just do, like, things at the same time. But yeah, this is not working. So, but yeah, I just have a lot of things coming up and planned, and I'm really excited, like, where we all are, like, in within 1 year from now. I think that's just, I think when you start doing something you really love, and you put your energy and focus in it, it's, like, amazing how fast sometimes things can also develop, and what opportunities arise you've never thought about before. Like, I probably also do, like, a retreat in Italy, and I'd only dreamed about it. So it's really nice, like, to see suddenly things are just happening. And yeah, so yeah, but it's a lot of stepping out of your own comfort zone. I think you're like, and also, like, I think starting your own business, you cannot think you cannot do it, because then you can just leave it. I think, because I was always like super insecure. I mean, I still am a bit, but, like, I think when you are also on this entrepreneurial journey, I mean, I studied entrepreneurship, but, like, our program director just draw, like, a graph in the beginning, and it was, like, just a roller coaster. He was like, it's crazy, this journey, but it is. I feel like when you start your own business, it's really crazy. And you wake up sometimes in the morning, you're super happy and excited, and then 2 hours later, you're just crying and, like, thinking, like, what am I doing? So I think it's just, like, but I think it's, like, the entrepreneurial journey is, like, a journey also where you have to face your biggest fears, and where you have to step out of your comfort zone, like, all the time. But I also, on the other hand, I feel like you're growing so much, like, also on a personal level, because you just, I feel like you just have to get so mentally really strong to get through it. Because other people are just saying, okay, it's crazy, or I don't know, but you have to believe in yourself. And I think this is really the beauty of it, like, to really work on yourself through all this. So I think also from this side, like, this whole journey is interesting, like, what we are in, because we have to face, I think, our biggest fears, but also we get so much back. So yeah, just... Maybe you have it too, like, or how is it for you, like, this whole entrepreneurial, because for you it's also new, no, like, to start your own
business, I mean, no? Yeah, for me, definitely, I can so totally relate with everything you're saying, and like you say as well, you just know that it's meant for you, and you want it so bad, and you want to do it, you know exactly, like, all the things you want to do, which are endless, but of course there's going to be some barriers that you have to get past in order to reach that goal. And it's really a journey of personal development. And at the same time, you want to stay healthy and not stress out too much, not stay up too late nights, and really keep your routines. And working as a self employee, then you're like, you don't really have any set times, like, you it's so hard, at least for me in the beginning, to detach from work, like, at a certain point of time at night, because I could just, like, I really love what I do, so I want to do it, but for my sanity and, like, making it sustainable in the long run, I really had to, like, challenge myself in that area, and planning and setting up, like, some small rules for myself to follow. So yeah, definitely.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, and setting up boundaries, I think it's so incredibly important, because it's kind of ironic if you think about it, like, we are health coaches, we help people with their health. And then if we don't watch out, if we don't apply these things ourselves to our own life, then, you know, it can really go in a bad direction as well. So there's really two ends to it. But I really love what you said also about like starting a business, you have to have the right kind of mindset. You have to be able to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect anybody else to? And I really think that the energy that you put out is what you're going to attract back in. And so if you kind of reflect out like doubt and insecurity and, you know, all these like negative emotions, then there's no way anything is going to be successful that you do, in comparison to, you know, having that opportunistic mindset and like thinking about the positive things and all of the amazing things that you want to accomplish and help people with. It's such a more enlightening point of view to have, and that will in the end also keep you motivated. I think that's also such a massive part with entrepreneurship, because you have to be your own biggest motivator and you have to be disciplined in the times where you don't feel motivated and you don't feel like doing it, when things get tough. Because yeah, at the beginning it is. I mean, I'm sure the entire journey is, you know, not easy. I don't think it ever gets easier. But at the same time, like at the beginning, it is all very new. And so it is, you're learning so many new things. And it's so important to not give up then. And just to have that security in yourself and that trust in yourself that, you know, you're doing the right thing and you're on the right path. And I think with intuition, of course, like if you tap into that more and more, then, you know, you have that kind of security and safety blanket in a way to fall back on. But it is definitely a tough journey for sure. But it's also so rewarding to be able to see all the results and all the amazing things that you can do for people and the shifts that you can see in clients and things like that. I feel like that in the end, for me personally, at least, that's why I'm doing it. And so it's so amazing to be able to see that and to see that the things that you're helping people with are really changing their lives. And it's actually making an impact on it, because ultimately, like, that's, you know, our intention in the first place. And so exactly. Keeping that in mind is like the most important, and that's what will keep you going.
Exactly. And it doesn't feel like work. Like, I think it just feels like you. And I also think like you and your job, I feel like you just become one, because you are kind of your job. So I think it's difficult to set boundaries sometimes. But yeah, I think that's no more rewarding, like to really love what you're doing. And also one thing which just came, like I did a course from the beginning of this year about like manifestation. I think this is like too long for this podcast, but this is such an interesting topic. Like I started really to change like my, I still have to do the course, I'm not done yet, but you start like changing your subconsciousness and you start like reprogramming your brain and you start to manifest. And I was like, I started this course and I started really doing these exercises, and suddenly things just came, like the things I manifested just came. And I was like, okay, I really have to be careful like what I'm manifesting, because it's actually working. But like, yeah, like,
be careful what you ask for.
it was crazy. I was like, oh my god, this is really happening. Like, yeah, because everything is energy. When we send out the energy that we're ready for something, or that whatever we wish for, the universe gives it. And it sounds maybe super spiritual, or some people think, oh my god, that's crazy. I also haven't thought it's possible, but I just get more and more into this. Like, I just, like before, I was really like into health, and I mean, I'm still really into health, but I was really like
you're just getting deeper into it. Yeah,
now I'm more getting into like this whole personal development and also manifestation. And it's just like, I think the next step of healing, like all your like negative thoughts or all your programming, like past program which doesn't serve you anymore. So I feel like first you heal kind of your body, and also like your spiritual and emotional well-being, but then you want to get deeper into it and you do more with these like self development. So yeah, but that's another big part. But I think it's super interesting like how this is actually working.
And I mean, I think it's all connected. Like I also realized that for myself, like there's a certain point that I could get to with just nutrition and like lifestyle changes, but then I really had to work on my mindset and like the whole narrative that you tell yourself and all the thought patterns that you have from, you know, your childhood. You have to work on those, because if you're constantly telling yourself like certain narratives and certain, you have certain patterns that you keep repeating to yourself, you're never going to get out of that if you don't change that. Like, nothing's going to change if nothing changes, right? I love that saying. And yeah, I really believe that there's only a certain point that you can get to without doing that mindset work. And that is just such a massive part in it.
I think it's so a big part. Like, I think you can heal even maybe when you're negative, but I think you can heal much, much, much faster when you are really positive. And I think this is also so, I think, such a critical part what Medical Medium is doing, because he also gives you the hope that you can heal. And I think if you have the hope that you can heal, you can heal. I think like it's so much also the mindset. It's not that it's all in your brain, like it's, or in your head.
No,
like,
for sure.
We have viruses and bacteria and things which really have to be removed. But I just feel like you're healing because your immune system gets better. Like, there's so many things connected to your mindset. So I always, like, people always tell me, like, when I start, okay, you can find relief from endometriosis or something will work. They said, like, only this is such a huge game changer, because suddenly they think it gets better and then it's getting better. So,
yeah,
the mindset is really important too.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever come across, there's this experiment where they basically, they have two apples and for, I don't know, a certain period of time, I can't remember how long it is, but for a certain period of time, every single day, they say like nice things to one apple and then really not nice things to the other apple, like give a lot of love to one apple and then a lot of hate to the other apple. And after that certain period of time, the one that's receiving all the hate starts to rot and like get moldy and blah, 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 get really ugly and like not like poison and stuff like that. And the one where you give a lot of love to it, it doesn't go moldy and it doesn't start to rot. It literally just gets healthier and more vibrant and shinier and whatnot. And that's so crazy how literally just words can have such a massive impact. Also with water, they did the same experiment with water, and then they freeze the certain, like the, how do you say, in like a little petri dish. Yeah, in like a petri dish. And they write with a little like post-it note or whatnot, different words on each of the petri dishes, and then they freeze the water. And then with a microscope, they look at the icicles that it creates, and the ones where it has like nice words like love, healing, all these different like positive, amazing words, the icicles are super beautiful and really, really like fascinating and magical. And then the words with the water with the negative words are like, I can't remember exactly what happens to it, but something like negative happens to it. And it's crazy how literally just writing the on a piece of paper and putting it in the water, that already changes the literal matter of the water and of the icicles. It's insane.
That's insane, yeah.
And that just goes to show like how powerful your words really are. And like you said, like your mindset can really speed up the healing process of progress of your healing journey, and it can have such a massive impact. And for myself, like I really noticed that I really just like stagnated for a while because I didn't work on my mindset, and I was really talking very negatively about myself and to myself. And once I started working on that, I was able to increase and heal more and like get deeper into my healing journey.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think the best thing is, I mean, you can be the most negative person in the world, but our brain is capable of changing. Like, we can always change our brain and reprogram it. Maybe take some time when we are like already 50 and we have been negative our whole life long, or told us like we have just like not a good belief system. But I think it's amazing, or it's so nice that you can always change it. Like, you can always, through like certain exercises, you can always change your brain and your unconsciousness. And I think this is like super interesting. Mm-hmm. Like I'm really into these things now because you can have such a different life. Like when you just believe you can.
You have a choice. Yeah. You always have a choice of, you know, how you react to situations and what kind of mindset you have. And you can always work on those things. And I think, yeah, you always have the power of changing your mindset and changing your thought patterns. It's just practice. It really is just practice. The more that you practice it, the more automatic it gets for yourself. And after a certain period of time, when you've done it for so long, it just becomes your second nature. It's just normal to you. And that's exactly. That's so amazing. But coming on to another quick question for you, what would you kind of, if you imagine your younger self or somebody else that is in a similar situation as you were, kind of at your lowest point, do you have some words of wisdom that you'd want to share, or any kind of thing that you'd want to say to them with the knowledge that you have now?
Yeah, I think like the most important thing when I would talk to my younger self or someone who was like me or is like me in that situation I was in is, yeah, like my biggest advice is like to listen to yourself, because when we really, like so many people around the world, we have lost like the connection to ourselves. We're just like running around and we just listen to others, to other people's opinion, to what other people say, but we lost like the connection with us. And I also was there. But I think if we really start like listening and tuning in also with meditation or just like, through different work, we can really, yeah, we just know what is best for us. And I think I would have like healed much faster, or I wouldn't have had many different issues if I would just like have, yeah, just like there was always this voice in my head, but I just didn't know how to listen and I didn't listen to it. So I would always advise, woman or man, anyone who's in this situation and who's maybe chronically sick right now, like, you know what is best for you. For instance, if you have the feeling the birth control, for instance, is not good for you, like, don't take it. Like, when you have something, like, for instance, a medication or something, and someone tells you to do it, but when your inner voice is telling no, then it's true. Like, you, like, I just strongly believe that you, like, your body, you know what's best for yourself. So like my biggest advice is always like to listen to yourself and to that, you know, what's best for you. And another advice is also like take off the pressure, because so many people ask me like, when do I heal? Like, how long was it for you? Like, is it 2 months or 6 months or 1 year? And like Munisa, probably a lot of you in the community also know her. She said it's like going home. Like, it depends like where you are right now and where your home is. Like, it's different for all of us. And it's so difficult to say because we have different exposures. We have like different relationships. Maybe someone is in a toxic relationship, or maybe someone lives in a place where there's a lot of mold and they don't know it. Like, there's so many factors which influence your health. So, and I think it's so important to take off the pressure. Just trust and faith, which I think is also really, really important, to not put like a point, like to not set a time for your healing, like just start your healing journey and don't put any pressure on yourself. I think that's also would be another advice. And also to rethink that healing is possible. Like, our body is so smart. Like, we as humans, we don't understand our brain like 100%. We don't understand like everything yet. And for instance, if we have a wound, oh my God, my English, like wound? Since I live in Germany, yeah.
wound.
Yeah.
Wound,
yeah. Like, your body knows how to heal. You just do like, you just give the right support and your body's doing the rest. Like, you don't actually heal the wound. Like, your body is doing it. Like, it will do it anyway. Just like give your body the right support, and your body is so intelligent. And to say, for instance, your body is attacking itself, or it's just so, it doesn't make any sense. And people should really stop saying it, because our body is so intelligent and it will never ever attack itself. So just know that I think healing is almost always, I think, yeah, of course, maybe there are some circumstances where it's maybe not possible, but I think in general, it's almost always possible when you give the right support. And I think it's really also important, which makes also a big difference, to know the root cause, like to understand it. I think to understand what you have is really important, and also to make these lifestyle changes, because when you know, okay, when I eat like gluten, dairy, and eggs, for instance, now I feed like these, I make these army stronger. Mm-hmm. And when I like exclude it, I support my body. So I think it's really important to really understand the root cause. And then I think taking like certain, yeah, changes, or making certain changes, such as like changing your diet, is not so difficult anymore, because you know why you do it. So I think this is really, yeah, important to know the root cause. And this is also like a major advantage of the medical medium information, because you just understand it. You understand like how everything is working. So yeah, these are, I think, my advice in general. I think, I mean, I could say more, but I think it's like trusting your intuition, like taking off all the pressure, just trust that healing is possible and that you're on the right track. And I think it's also always good, if you feel like you need support, I think it's always good if you can, to get someone to support you, because I mean, I also have now an accountability coach. I also had an own coach, like more for business, but I think like all of us, we need a coach. Mm-hmm. And definitely, if we could all afford it, I mean, we all could have a coach, because sometimes just talking about it, for instance, if you don't know what is right, and just talking to someone, I mean, it doesn't have to be a coach, it can be a friend, but just talking about it can make you realize like what you think or what you need. I think it's really mm-hmm. important to talk to people who have the right mindset, who can support you. I think this is really important, and it helps you to get clearer, like what is the best thing for you. So I think this can also really help.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think what you just shared is like truly summarizes self-love in like all of these different ways that you can show yourself and your body and your mind that. And when you do listen to your body and give it what it needs, it's really going to be so rewarding in multiple kind of ways, not only for healing your symptoms, but healing emotional blockages and wounds. And in that sense, it's going to give you more clarity, and you're going to know what's the next step for you to take. So I can definitely relate to like, that's absolutely something I would say to myself, and also recognizing it with clients, that a lot of people just feel so lost because they've been thrown around to different practitioners and doctors and homeopaths, and they never got any answers as to why they were sick or what they can do, because it all lies in the hands of someone else. But mm-hmm. we are the ones who can feel every cell in our body if we just listen. And mm-hmm. I mean, your advice is really, really good. So take a chance and listen to your body, guys, because that's the advice from all of us who's been mm-hmm. through a health journey in one or another way. And I think to finish off the episode on a little more encouraging note, and a little, to them to have some tools to take away straight away, just for us to get a better understanding of what maybe three things have been the most healing for you, or your, not most healing necessarily, but your favorite healing tools. So it can be a food, it can be a herb, it can be a materialistic object, or maybe an affirmation.
Practice.
Yeah, whatever. So maybe if you can put it into three of them.
Three, okay. Like, I mean, I'm really working especially also in the field of endometriosis and women who have period pain. So my three things, I think, would be definitely celery juice. Like, I couldn't live a day without celery juice anymore. I said, like, I make some exceptions, but celery juice, I cannot, like, I just need it, like, every day. So celery juice for everyone, even if they have, like, a normal diet, like, eating, like, gluten or dairy. For instance, my parents, they still eat, like, kind of normal, but they have celery juice. So I think celery juice for all of us just makes such a huge difference. So the most important thing, would be, like, celery juice. Then also the heavy metal detox smoothie, because we're all exposed to toxic heavy metals through the food, through the tap water, through the air, through everything. And these in the long term will just cause problems. So I think it's for everyone beneficial to drink the heavy metal detox smoothie to safely remove all these toxic heavy metals from the system. And for other women who suffer from period pain or endometriosis, it's definitely like raspberry relief tea. I just feel like it's such a... I drink it almost every day. I just had it here now. And it makes like such a huge difference, especially when women suffer from reproductive issues. Like raspberry relief tea is the to-go tea. Next to also like lemon balm tea. I just feel like these two are like the best teas to include when you struggle with like reproductive issues. So yeah, I think these would be my three things. I couldn't live without it, and I think it's beneficial for most of you.
That. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I think I definitely was able to learn a lot from you already. So yes, I hope that anybody listening was also able to take away lots of things. And of course, definitely check Louisa out if you want to quickly shout out your Instagram, and then people can check you out there.
Yeah, it's just like Luisa Franzen. Well, in Swedish, you say Franzen, no?
Yeah, Luisa Franzen.
Yeah, that's actually, I think, a Swedish name. Yeah, it's just like Luisa Franzen or Franzen or Franzen or whatever. And like also my website, I have a lot of like healthy product recommendations, just like luisafranzen.com. And yeah, I also want to get more into YouTube. This is also like just Luisa Franzen. So yeah, there you can find me.
Yay.
And we will put all of her information
in the show. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. But thank you so much for coming on today. It was such a pleasure. And yeah, perhaps we'll have you back on for another two.
Yeah, I really feel like we need it.
Yeah, we have so many things that we can talk about with you. So it was such a pleasure to have you on. And yeah, thank you so much.
You too. And you're also such an inspiration. And I just, so happy that you had me here. And yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're really inspiring, and super happy to have you on as well. Like Valentina said, we're so lucky to be part of this community and that there are so many amazing souls, and we're so grateful that you wanted to come on here and share your story, because I mean, there is mostly a lot of women who do suffer from any type of symptoms, especially with the reproductive system, endometriosis, period pains, migraines, you name it. And Luisa is definitely your go-to person for that. So check her out. Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode.
If you found something helpful, make sure to share this episode with your friend or a loved one you think could benefit from it.
And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave a review, because it really helps spread the word to more health babes around.
If you haven't already, also make sure to follow our Instagram at Highway to Health Pod to stay up to date and connected on our upcoming episodes. And also follow our personal accounts at She's Powered by Plants and at LV Heels to get to know us even better.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.